Well, Jill points out in her E-Wit workbook that we have three main areas in our lives. We have spiritual, organizational, and familial. So we've been through laying the foundation, and that was spiritual. We've been through teaching obedience, that's spiritual as well. Last week we went through intimacy, that was familial. And this week we are embarking on our organizational theme of meal planning. And Jill taught us the very first week that the workbook's aim is a buffet for us of practical applications that women have derived from spiritual principles and experience. So remember, not every suggestion that you hear is going to work for every family. Alistair Begg said this, allow the Bible to be the grid through which you pour every other idea. So applications and solutions are blessings that we add to our theology. I want to pray on this prayer that Jill wrote in the beginning of her book, wanting us to be blessed as we go through the material this morning. So let's pray. Heavenly gracious Father, may we view this time as our continuing education. May we admit that we have areas to work on and questions that older women can help us with. May we commit ourselves, and may we commit to ourselves and to you, Lord, that we want this journey to be for your glory. May we seek your help with a submissive heart and a willingness to be honest with others and alone before you. And may we receive help by asking questions and learn to encourage those around us. Lord, bathe us in encouragement for our spiritual walk. Bring joy to our calling to homemaking and motherhood, and equip us to practice with new ideas and tools to manage our homes better, to pursue excellence as wives, to obey your command within the church, to learn from older women, and equip us to pattern our lives after Christ, to be more like him in all we do. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Amen. That 2 Peter 3:18. I love that verse. Hi, ladies. Okay, so I want to do a flyover of the first two organizational chapters that were in the workbook before we jumped into our meal planning. From Genesis to Revelation, God is a God of order. Jenny, you can just come sit front and center and
Melody too.
Melody too.
You've been cool though. Going back.
Very profound. So in the chapter on cleaning and organizing, Jill reminds us to ask our husbands how he wants our home kept, what his priorities are. Now, we need to listen to the answer and then bless him. Show him love and respect by knowing what his priorities are and following through with making them happen. Let's turn to Colossians 3:23-24. And whoever has that, would you read it, please?
I am.
Okay.
Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Work heartily as for the Lord. And 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Knowing that in the Lord your work is not in vain. So, contrary to the world's popular beliefs, it is a high calling to be a keeper of the home. Continuing education applies to the field of homemaking, so keep learning. Now, this quote is from the chapter on redeeming the time and scheduling. We cannot add time, we can only exercise stewardship over the time we are given. That's from Al Mohler. Of the schedule, Jill says, the key to success is to remember that the schedule is a tool, a target, if you will, not a taskmaster. Use it to help you, but don't let it keep you from taking the time to love and minister to real people when they need your ministrations. So Proverbs 31:27. You knew we would get to the Proverbs 31 woman. 31:27.
She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
Looking well to one's ways looks different for each woman. No comparisons with others, ladies. God created us all differently, gave us different personalities, different energy levels. We have different husbands. We have different children. We have different homes. Jill suggests a few quick application gauges to check to see if we are looking well to our ways or not. So here are her three little quick checks. Number one, are you being diligent, a diligent worker with energy, time, and resources God has given you? All we have is from God. Are we being diligent with them to use them? Number two, are you doing what your husband wants you to do? And does he believe you are looking well to the ways of your household? And number three, are you flying by the seat of your pants most days and surviving, or can you say that you're making goals and accomplishing them, and are more often than not thriving? So I know we can get down on ourselves, but I do think often we are doing our work unto the Lord. So give yourself grace. We must work out the deeds of the Spirit through His power as He works in us. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. That's Philippians 2, the last part of 12 and 13. The fruits of peace, patience, and self-control can guide and direct a day towards order and productivity. So planning ahead helps you not have to make hasty decisions in pressure moments. And that's a great lead-in to our topic of meal planning. Tim Challies said, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And if you plan nothing, it should come as no surprise when you accomplish nothing. I think that is so true. Okay, I've got to give you full disclosure here. I think sometimes God has a sense of humor in what He calls me to do for Him. So for the first 15 years of our marriage, my husband worked for hotels and restaurants. So that meant two things. Number one, he's not home during normal meal times, and I don't have to fix dinners for him. And usually he wasn't home even on holidays. Number two, the children and I were welcome at the hotel and the restaurants. So sometimes I was not fixing evening meals for my kiddos either. But I had a plan. Plan A, pick up the phone, and that is when it was a cordless phone. We didn't have cell phones back then. Hi, honey. Which restaurant tonight and what time do you want? Plan B. Speed dial Pizza Hut because my husband would be home. Yay, Dad's home. Let's celebrate. Let's have pizza. So we had those two plans going on. But as we all know, life changes. And so we were moved from sunny Clearwater, Florida to the suburbs of Chicago with a 50% cut of pay and a 50% increase in cost of living.
Wow.
So, we are having baked potatoes again tonight. And yes, we will have pancakes again for supper. So, that was kind of, how my meal planning went. It was sort of the feast or famine, right? But in it all, it was wonderful. Okay. You see those four pieces of paper on the table. If someone spots a number one, would you pick it up and read it, please? This is our opening statement of chapter on meal planning.
For those 1,095 meal times that your family sits down together to enjoy, be encouraged that God will help you in your efforts.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Food presentation, etiquette, and conversation direction are responsibilities we need to take seriously as the matrons of our homes.
Mm-hmm.
We must give thought and plan for these times that the family is gathered together around the table, sharing, talking, and enjoying each other and the food set before them.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least,
do your part to plan and pray about it. Kim Brenneman.
Mm-hmm. And our handouts has a resource list on it and Kim Brenneman's book, Home Management, Plain and Simple, is one of the resources. Don't you love that title? Home Management, Plain and Simple. So any thoughts about Kim's quote? About our meal times, presenting it, thinking it through, planning it.
What was the question, sir?
Thoughts about Kim Brenneman's quote that we just read.
I'm trying to find it.
About God.
It's right here. It's good.
No, it's just what we, it's if it's in our ears, it probably would.
Okay. I can read it again. Do your part to plan and pray about it.
Mm-hmm. Or is this the entire quote that was
the entire out? Quote?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
1,095 meal times. Our family sits down. I don't know how she came up with that number, but sits down together to enjoy, be encouraged that God will help your efforts. Food presentation, etiquette, conversation, are responsibilities we need to take seriously as matrons of the home. We must give thought and plan these times when our families gather together for talking, sharing, enjoying each other, and the food. Do your part and plan and pray about it. What do you think of your meal times?
It's a service to our families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So really, we're setting the tone for a family time, and it happens to be around food, and he doesn't like food, so. Okay, so why should we plan meals? Edith Schaefer says, food cannot take care of spiritual, psychological, and emotional problems. that the feeling of being loved and cared for, the actual comfort of the beauty and flavor of food, the increase of blood sugar, and physical well-being help one to go on during the next hours better equipped to meet the problems. So as usual, we need to start with the heart. Why does an excellent wife in training need to meal plan? Well, let's go back to the diligent heroine, the Proverbs 31 woman, in the area of food. 31, 14, and 15, please.
She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. Mm-hmm.
And we read 27 a little bit earlier. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And 31, please.
Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. Mm-hmm.
So did you notice? She plans and she seeks out good food. She's diligent in preparing her food. She seeks that her household is well provided for. She's not lazy, and her work is praiseworthy before God and man. Feeding your family well is a way that you show love to them. Love serves, love sacrifices, love looks well to the needs of others. Food and clothing are basic needs for survival, and thus, these are the most basic areas for us to master. These truths do not mean that you need to be creating a five-course meal for your family, necessarily, unless that's what ministers to them. However, there's little excuse for a woman at home seeking the Lord to abdicate her role as a menu planner and preparer if her husband is busy outside the home. Planning techniques, organization, and scheduling cooking into your days are all part of seeing to it that your home is well provided for. Any thoughts? Okay, so we have to make a plan. Aimlessly wandering the aisles at the local grocery store, letting hunger pangs dictate your purchases may not be the best way to go about this process. Besides, impulsive buying makes it hard to keep a frugal wallet. Try one time you come home from the grocery store to compare the list you started out with what you are putting away in your cupboard, and you will see just what kind of impulsive buys you have, or hopefully you don't have. Find a planning system that works for you and make it happen. There are several ways to go about this. Okay, so we've got 10 plans listed here. The first one is, plan your meals around the sales of the week. Plan, it's not on your handout. Nothing is on your handout that we will do. Plan your meals around coupon deals at stores you prefer. Okay. Number three. When you make a meal, double it and freeze one. Number four, try once a month cooking with a friend and get a lot of the work done in one day. Another suggestion, join a produce co-op where you get a box of seasonal produce to use for the week. if time is short, consider the store you get the best deals on and stick with that one. If not, use store ads to compare the deals and take an afternoon to go shopping from store to store. All right, number 7, take advantage of weekly farmers markets. Buy into half a cow. Meet a meat truck at a local delivery location and stock up for the month. Be creative. If your family is mega-sized, you may consider a membership to a store that has the benefits of buying in bulk. Plan a days of the week recurring theme. By selecting certain foods for certain days of the week, you will cut down on wondering what you're going to eat. So, for example, Monday could be Italian. Tuesdays could be tacos. Wednesdays, soup and sourdough. Pizza, Thursday, fish, Friday, etc. And lastly, keep in mind, if you are eating out during the week, and then work that into your food purchases to keep costs down. Any of those plans you are putting to use right now, or a combination of?
Cook a combo size.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a stop set, face half, and when we rush up, we need a quick meal. I ask for church, train him to get up on freezer fast.
Good.
I have a theme, like, for each week. It's normally the same meals on Monday, Tuesday, and then it goes, and then also the accounting for eating out on the weekends goes into our weekly, like, grocery budget. Mm-hmm. So it's all together. That way we're counting, okay, if we're going to go out on Saturday like we normally do, we'll count that in the grocery bill. Mm-hmm. And then ordering online, like, and picking up groceries helps keep it, like, the same.
Although when you check out, they say, did you forget? And they list all these things. We do the Jace of the Week theme, too, like, and we work it around, like, what's going on at church. So, like, for Kids for Truth, so that'll be, like, pasta night, because it's quick. Just make some pasta. Or, like, Ladies Bible Study, we'll do salads. It's just quick, so yeah, the theme night, it helps. So when I have my calendar and I'm putting the food down, I'm like, oh, yeah, just bring that down.
Do you guys repeat it weekly or bi-weekly?
Some things we do bi-weekly, some things we do weekly. Like, the pasta is every Wednesday night, because Kids for Truth, like, during the year.
Was it dumplings?
Dumplings, in it.
I've eliminated, like, planning lunch by just making bigger meals so that we always have leftovers. Mm-hmm. So that way we just heat up what we had for dinner the previous night, so it eliminates lunch thought process. Mm-hmm. You know, just have options available. Mm-hmm. Make the bigger meals, like, so I'll make, like, shepherd's pie the beginning of the week, so that way I immediately start off the week with leftovers instead of, like, a smaller meal that we'll finish that night, so. Mm-hmm.
And you bought a cow.
We did buy half a cow, so we did invest in that. And a freezer, yeah. There was a farm that our father-in-law knew about, so we all, like, went in on a cow, and that did help a lot because we bought a deep freezer and we had all the meat, like, all of our beef. I'd just go look in the freezer Sunday night and plan out the weeks according to what cut we had, so it did help.
Nice.
And it's healthier meat, you know, good quality, so
there's a farm in Bonito Springs that you can buy half a cow or half a lamb, whatever you want. It's called Circle Seed Farm.
Circle Seed Farm.
Yeah. They also deliver.
What do you do with those cuts that are like
So we went in with all of our family, so we each got a certain amount, so we all split the cow.
Yeah.
And some of the family members specifically wanted, like, liver or tongue or different things.
Yeah.
So if you, like, look up recipes, there's a lot of health benefits to those cuts.
Yeah.
So you just gotta, like, know how to prepare it so it tastes good. But I mean, I tried a lot of different cuts that I've never made before. Cube steak. Never tried cube steak before, but I found a good recipe. So, to kind of get you out of your comfort zone with some stuff.
Yeah.
You don't find that you waste that way, though?
No, because it's all in a deep freezer, so it's not, like, going to expire really quick. Mm-hmm. And I literally, every single cut, I found a recipe to make it. And mm-hmm. so we went through every single thing. And a lot of it's ground beef, which mm-hmm. you can use in everything.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the majority of it. And then you can make, like, a lot of roasts, you know, ribs, yeah. things that are pretty easy. Mm-hmm. So
do you think it's cheaper or just better quality or both?
I think both, yeah, it did help us. I think it saved us a little bit. I don't know exactly how much, but it did save us when we calculated it with, you know, with our beef product. And then also it was like a grass-fed cow, so we knew it was like really good quality. So from the health standpoint, it was really good for us. And then it did save us some money because we went in with other people on the cow purchase. So. I loved it. Never had to go shopping for months for beef, so it was nice.
Excellent, thank you. So each family is unique and different. Some husbands prefer that the pantry is always stocked and never run out of his favorites. Other husbands like to see the cupboard almost empty at the end of the week before you go grocery shopping. And as well, if you have picky children, it may be beneficial to bring them into the kitchen early to help them to have them help assist veggie prep so that they see what you're having, what's going on, and it might interest them a little bit more in food. Take time to consider how to minister to your unique family and ask older women for wise counsel in this. So proper planning, organizing shopping, even sharpening your skills in food prep, not only blesses your family, it also allows you to open up the doors of your home in the godly duty of hospitality. Improper planning can cause hospitality, meal delivery to others, potluck donations to break your bank, and they don't have to. Planning simple, filling, delicious meals is all that is truly needed. It allows you to stay within your budget and focus on the people you're serving, not just the preparation. Lisa Tatlock, her book is also mentioned on the handout, gives this quote. You may have the ability to prepare a delicious gourmet dinner, but your availability may limit what you can successfully prepare without stress. Ability and availability. For example, mothers with young children often do not entertain because they feel they have no time, when in reality, if they selected simple items that could be prepared ahead of time, they would be able to entertain regularly, even with small children in the house. So how do some of you handle hospitality with small children in the house?
If we're having people over, I found the easiest way is to do grilling, because then that gets my husband involved. So it's a 50-50 partnership with making the meal. So doing something easy like burgers and sides, you can make the patties if you're doing, you know, making your own patties, and then you can prep all the stuff in advance, and then when people come over, you just have the patties out on the grill, everything's ready already. It's also like the guys all go out by the grill, and it's like relational, and mm-hmm. it's very chill and easygoing, but it's a very comfortable environment because you're still prepping together the meal with everybody, but it's easy. It's not like a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. So for me right now with little kids, if we're having people over, it's a grill. It's an automatic grill.
With older kids, it's the same. Just that works best.
Okay, so we've been through the why. Why do we plan our meals to show love and look well to the needs of others? Now let's get to the how-to. The master list. You see a few master lists up on the wall. Your handout also has that. It is helpful to have a master list of favorite meals sorted by the main protein to help create your menus. Tired mamas, they go completely blank trying to remember what they even cook. So, in a moment of mental acuity, I liked that word, mental acuity, go person to person in your family asking what meals they like best. Add the meals that you enjoy, add meals that are special, and add meals that are easy to make. Each time you need to make menus, your master list is your go-to. And alternatively, keep a Pinterest board of recipes that you like to use. I'm sure there are apps and things like that to store your recipes. So kind of have some go-to menus will help. All right, we've got our master list. Then there's also a day of the week plan. When Jill had many littles, they each had favorites they always wanted for breakfast and for lunch. So she created a day of the week plan. Mondays, they had eggs for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch. Tuesdays, pancakes for breakfast, soup with fruit for lunch, and so on. And dinners can go this way as well. As you mentioned, she and Mark decided that on their busiest church night, it was chicken nuggets and fries because it was fast and easy. And then on the weekends, they went more with the flow or whatever was left over. Plan to cook what will help make life simpler for you on busier days. What days, and then on what days you can invest more time in cooking. So we need to look at our overall schedules as we do plan our meals. Then we come down to your weekly menu. So you have meals that everyone likes, you have your master plan, and our weekly menu. So now that you have your master list and possibly your day of the week plan, write out your menu for each meal, for each day of the week. And I think even on our list, we're going to include snacks. Consider school lunches, three meals a day issues, balancing the food pyramid, special diets, etc. You might use a wipe-off board, you might use a tear-off menu, weekly menu plan, or even a paper calendar. When you do your menu for the week, consider what days are you at home, in the home? What are the other chores that you're doing in the home during the day? What days do you know you're going to be out of the home? Do you have meals to pack to send with children to school? What's your husband's work schedule? Our daughter is married with a 7-year-old, and her husband, I guess, is in retail. He works for a Lowe's. He's one of the managers, so he might open, he might have mid-shift, he might have the closing shift, he might work weekends, weekdays, whatever. And he always eats breakfast, bacon and eggs. So when he has to open and gets up at 4 and needs breakfast at 5, Erin knows the night before she needs to cook the bacon and eggs, put them in the fridge on the dinner plate for him to just warm up before for breakfast. If he is closing, he's hungry when he gets home at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. But instead of snacking until midnight or whatever, he told Erin, "I really need a second supper." So before she goes to bed, she will make sure that there's that balanced meal on a plate for him that he can eat. So find out, you know, what the needs of your husband and your children are. Maybe there's sports after school, things like that. Consider all of those things that go into actual meal planning. Any of you have similar situations? kind of we have mentioned when you're
and
when you've got
sports and dance, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure you have snacks for that and mm-hmm. you're getting enough protein before they go and mm-hmm. but yeah. Mm-hmm. So just think about through your week what's happening every day.
Mm-hmm. My struggle with that is because I've had like seasons of really being on top of meal planning and but then I found that I was far less flexible. So Trevor would say, hey, I got out of work a little bit early, family date night. And I was like, but I have something in the crock pot. So then it was like, and it kind of became this like tension because he was like, well, but I really, you know, and so I found myself not being flexible. Or we would say, are we talking with someone or there's a need or whatever? And it's like, do you want to come for dinner? Like that would just, you know, and wanting to minister to others or something. And so often things change. And so I found, okay, I just shopped for the whole week and I had like, I was gonna, you know, use part of this and reuse it in this other meal and then something changes and you can throw meat in the freezer but you can't freeze produce. And so then I was like, so it just was real, and I got really discouraged and just kind of pitched meal planning. But then it was like, wow, okay, every day I have to, what am I gonna, like, you know, and so it was just, it was so much more work, and I was going to the store almost every day, and so I was like, okay, this isn't working. And so my kind of, like, happy in between has been twice a week, so I only plan for, like, 2 or 3 days, and I know that weekends are always crazy, so I'll have, like, I mean, I always have breakfast and lunch things, but dinners are, like, I don't know, and then that, too, and my husband, too, he really, I guess it may be the only thing he's spontaneous about. He tends to be a very like, but with food, he'll text me, you know, midday. Oh, I really want whatever. You know, I'll be like, okay, you know, so like, try to make that happen, and you know, so it's, I don't know. But that's always been kind of a struggle. I would love to have. I'm a planner. I like to. It makes me feel really good. To like, no, and I even got one of those like magnet things that has all the days of the week, and it'll be on the fridge, and I would like write in every day when you know. Feel really good about, but then I'd be like, okay, cross that off, I can move that to that. It was just like, I don't know, so, I don't know, am I the only one?
No, no.
Struggling in that way?
Like, we're going out to eat.
One thing though that I do have, I got this app, it's called Recipe Gallery, and I keep all of my recipes in it, and I can like, you can pull stuff from online, you can just take a picture, you can put in like a text note, so it's been super helpful to have everything on my phone, and I'll like, what am I gonna do? Just flipping through recipes for ideas, or things you can put like how many stars, like, oh everybody really liked that, I'm gonna give that one 5 stars, so then I kind of have on my phone, that's been super helpful, I think it was like,
recipe.
A few dollars. Recipe Gallery. Yeah. But it's been really cool to have. That's been super helpful.
Do you have an air fryer?
I do. Yes.
I found like we have sort of a similar situation, mm-hmm. but for us, like I sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to. And I'm like, and I just fry my brain thinking of all this. Like I just get too into like meal planning, and then I end up saying, I don't want to do this. You know? Mm-hmm. And so I found that if I have like veggies and meat in my freezer,
yeah.
I could quickly just throw them in the air fryer mm-hmm. and quick meals.
What kind of veggies though? Like that's
like
the struggle is
veggies
stuff.
Like okra, broccoli, you could just buy frozen mm-hmm. veggies. Like you can do shrimp sauce so quickly. Mm-hmm. You can do shrimp, like
yeah.
put it on a skewer. Rub it in some like butter, melted butter, garlic, throw it in the air fryer, you've got yourself a meal. It's just so quick, you know?
Yeah.
I just do like a lot of veggies and like a lot of meat, even like frozen meat, you can throw it in there. Just like prep it up, cube it up, you mm-hmm. know, throw it in the air fryer. It works really well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps me. So.
Yeah, jump from that, like, because, you know, Trevor's changes, like, mm-hmm. during the day. Just have a bunch of protein. I mean, I don't try to mm-hmm. be cost-effective,
yeah.
but
oh,
have
sure.
a bunch of protein yeah. in the freezer. And then
yeah.
you can say,
yeah, right.
oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
I was going to do this, but now you want this. Okay,
right.
I got that. I don't have to go to the store. Because yeah. girls don't go to the store
meat
every day.
Well,
oh,
no,
my.
I don't. I don't. But I, meat is easy because
yeah.
it does freeze well. But, like,
yeah.
okay, if we're going to have a salad with this or whatever, I'm like...
Yeah.
Asparagus, like produce just
yeah, no,
kind
of
freeze
it's fine.
Well, so
you know, it's fine. Like in the freezer, it's fine. Like
I should just check freezer.
It tastes really good.
It just like it. I think it depends like how you prepare it too. Yeah,
probably. Yeah,
difference. Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen surprise attacked me last night too. I like had meat out of the freezer on the counter, and he called me up. He's like, we're having that thing we had last night again, right? Like leftovers of that, and I'm like, oh yeah, that was my plan all along.
They're throwing everything back.
That worked out.
I think if it does thaw out, so then you have to cook it, make whatever you wanted, and then let it cool,
that's
and then
true.
Freeze it.
That's
or
true.
Put it in the refrigerator for tomorrow.
Thankfully, I had it out when we, like, a little bit, but I was like,
okay.
My husband's not picky either, so before I just prepared the meat and put it in the freezer, now I just cook them all, and then put it in the freezer. Mm. Whatever I am allowed to eat, I'll just quickly take out, and sometimes I left them in the fridge, I forget, so then I realize, okay, well, I get it, I make sure I cook them, and then put them over.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something I've done that I usually do when I'm planning out meals is I plan 4 meals for the week, because I know that at some point we're going to eat out one of those nights.
Right.
I don't know which one, we don't plan on it, but we're probably going to eat out one time that week. Something happens, we're with people, we want pizza, whatever it is. So I'll plan 4 meals, and so if I don't get to a meal that night, I have it for the next night, or we'll have leftovers, and then weekends are always up in the air. We might eat out, we might eat leftovers, we might make omelets. I don't make meals usually on the weekend because we have things going on, but I have 4 consistent meals planned out, and then whatever happens, I have a little bit of wiggle room with whatever,
like
life.
Yeah.
Because I was buying, my issue in the beginning was I overbought groceries because I would have every meal planned out, and then food would go bad. And then I would have too much food, too many leftovers. So I've found this happy place of 4 meals kind of does it for our family right now.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, piggybacking off of that, I used to shoot around for Chinese night, Monday, you know, Italian, Tuesday, whatever. But that didn't work for me. Like, I noticed that day, I was like, oh, I'm not really feeling Italian. I don't really want that. So what I do now is I make, like, a master list for the month. Like, May, right? I did, like, what do I want? What are a few May things I want to make? Like, dinners, treats, sweets, breakfast, and I just like make a master list. Things I want to do, things I want to make, things I want to bake, and then that way I have all the things I want to make for that month, and I just like go look at it frequently. So before I go grocery shopping, I just look at, okay, I want to make these things this week. That way it's like, and I don't know, I noticed it helps me a lot, like to make a master list of like all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Just dump my brain, like dump everything onto the
shelf, dumping your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps.
They like, wait,
there it is. Yeah, and then like holidays too, you know, like for example, like February is Valentine's, you know, so you're like, okay, I want to make heart-shaped cookies, and I want to make like a nice meal, and I don't know, it helps.
Good, thank you. Okay, so let's talk about our pantry. Jill suggests we have a master pantry list of what you have in stock, and maybe even post the list inside the door of your pantry. So when you run out of an item, cross it off and then add it to your grocery list for the week. So you keep track of that, and I'm sure there are probably digital tools and apps as well to even make it easier. And also, what's in your freezer? You can keep a list of what's in your freezer, buried, you know, under something, and then cross it off the list when you use the item. Then you kind of have your running tally of what you have available. So as you're making your shopping list, make a list of all the ingredients you need to purchase, and mentally walk yourself through the aisles of the store that you will typically shop, and try to just make your list kind of a aisle by aisle or an area of the store. Produce or frozen food or dairy can kind of help save some time in your grocery shopping. So once you have your weekly shopping done, sort it into its proper places in your cabinets and fridge, it's time for the daily work. May I suggest, this is Jill, a moment of kitchen organization as a bonus thought here. If you don't already group items in your pantry together, consider grouping them by canned goods, spices, boxes, and in your fridge even. Beverages together, your produce together, dairy together, and freezer as well. Group by meat, breads, frozen dinners, things like that. And for our family, I have found this very helpful. I know that on the left-hand side is the meat, and on the right-hand side, yes, I do have frozen waffles in my freezer. So that, but regarding just kind of organizing your things together, I don't know how, for how many months the coffee maker was here, the grinder was over there, the coffee cups were over there, and it was just like, get it all together. Your filters and your scoop and your sugar, and you don't have to move around as much. I also realized my dishwasher is here, and I have a cabinet up here. I have stoneware dishes. The plates are heavy. So I want to just take my dishes right out of the dishwasher, put them right in the cupboard, the heavy things. I also have some like dessert plates, little snack plates, over in another area. Your dishes don't always have to all be together in the same spot. Cooking spices, put those by the range. Mixing bowls, I make one pumpkin muffin. I have the can of muffin, the cinnamon, the ginger, the recipe, all right together with the mixing bowl. So if Steve wants the muffins, boom, it's ready. ready to go. So keep in mind, we've kind of talked about this. Check your plan, what you're going to make, like the morning or even the night before. Failure to plan is planning to fail. 4:30 is not a great time to look at what you're going to have for dinner and find the meat frozen. Although in this day and age, we have our Instant Pot and we have many other things, our air fryer. That we can use. I do use a crock pot a lot, started in the morning, especially if I'm going to be gone. And so yes, planning keeps the pace. Think proactively here, not reactively. And I just love that. Think proactively, not reactively. Also, I just want to mention tools. Tools are our friend. Get a tool. I mean, it can just be so fun just to even go to a store and just look at what in the world is out on the market. I have a citrus juicer. I have a garlic press. Mm-hmm. I use them all the time. And I took them to a rental house, whatever they're called, on vacation. And they got left at the house. So I immediately, Pantry Chef, I had to replace them. I started using this little mini food processor. And my family's like, wow, you're really getting into that. And I actually got a real food processor for my birthday. So that's excellent. Have good knives. Knives should be sharp. Have a cutting board. I kid you not, I never saw a cutting board in my grandmother's house or my mother's house. I didn't even really know what they were. So, Google on how to, if you don't know how to chop an onion.
YouTube.
Google it. Just, yes, YouTube. So, our tools are, you know, our husbands have their tools. We have our tools. Okay, lastly, before we get to our fun homework, which we'll do in study hall right here. Stick to the plan. Seek to not be a short order chef. Yeah. It's good for children to learn to be thankful for what is served to them. Mm-hmm. Think about them when they go to someone else's house. If they will not or do not eat what you prepared, they can remain hungry until the next meal. Some families have a one bite of each to be excused rule with no treats or snacks later. or save the plate for the next meal scenario. So you and your husband, of course, need to work that out, decide what will work for you. But remember, be proactive, not reactive. You do have a plan. Okay, thoughts on tools or kitchen organization?
I like labeling in your kitchen. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the Home Edit. Like, they have little, like, clear bins that you can use. So I use it for, like, baking stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, all the baking, like, ingredients I'll put there and just label it. Like, that helps.
Yes, yeah. And then do you just put, like, pull the whole bin out?
Yeah, and then I know that's for baking. Mm-hmm. I know this is spices. And yeah. And then, like, a cabinet is like, okay, this is my snack cabinet. Mm-hmm. This is where I keep, like, oils, like, olive mm-hmm. oil and stuff. So mm-hmm. it just helps.
I always prided myself when I could get my homework done in study hall, so I didn't have to bring it home when I was in high school. So we are going to do our homework now together. I'm going to number us off 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll have teams. We'll have two teams doing our weekly menu. We'll have two teams working on our master meals. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. So let's have the ones group and the twos group do master meals. Let's have the three group and the four group do the weekly planning. Now we should be able to, when these are all done, but we've got plenty of time, then we can take snapshots of some ideas for master meals, some ideas for weekly planning, and hopefully you'll just have some things in your back pocket to take home and get started meal planning. Yes.